Monet Q, sculptor Samuel Berry. He was born in Switzerland in 1935. Primarily, he worked as a landscape painter in watercolor. His paintings contain a change of color from the real world. Nature is present, but painted in the artist's own subjective manner. He lives in close unity with the land. His work is both natural and artificial, simple and refined, as well as spontaneous and calculated. Mrs. Bradley visited a Swiss estate where these three life-size cows resided. She wanted to purchase them, but found they were not for sale. After Mrs. Bradley's death, they were acquired by her daughter, Jane. The cows bear the name Mo, Ni, and Q, after the original owner's name, Monique. Notice the popular whimsical molded fiberglass creations. How do they make you feel? What colors did he use? The sculptor felt his work wasn't viable or seen enough, so he made his colors very intense. The colors have faded significantly since he repainted them in the 1990s. There is an overall pattern on the cows. What common flower does it remind you of? He painted the dandelion seed and leaf. Imagine other patterns from nature that you might use to paint on these cows. Even though they are formed from a single mold, they are placed naturally in the landscape. One appears to be drinking while the other two grazing. The cows reminded us of the prior use of the land. As you can see, the cows easily crack, chip, and peel. For this reason, they spend their Wisconsin winters in the barn. Think about this poem as you view these whimsical cows. I never saw a purple cow. I never hope to see one. But I can tell you anyhow, I'd rather see than be one. By Gillette Burgess.